Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Sejal Patel, and this is Strictly Money Weekly Insights, your go-to source for navigating your most important financial decisions. Many of you may know that I am the founder and CEO of SageL, which is a financial education and consultancy platform mainly dedicated to supporting women build wealth and security. So last week, a woman emailed me about my signature online financial program, incidentally, also called Strictly Money. And she was on the fence as to whether she wanted to enroll in it or not. She said that she had been struggling with her finances for much of her adult life, that she felt overwhelmed and stressed and knew that she had to do something. She had watched my free masterclass and felt that this program was exactly what she needed. But, oh yes, there's a but. She didn't want to commit 20 or 30 hours to it. She wanted to spend her extra money towards a vacation in June, and she said she couldn't do both. And she listed a few other reasons why she shouldn't do it. So in other words, she was talking herself out of it and wanted me to convince her it was worth it. So you know what I did? I wrote her back and I said this: you're not ready to prioritize your financial health because it's not that important to you at this point. But when it is, the program will be here, and I'll be here to welcome you with open arms and support you when you're ready. A bit harsh, you may think? Maybe. You see, 27 years ago, yes, I'm taking you back, 27 years ago, I was living in Winnipeg, and I remember having a conversation with a really good friend who was crazy fit. I mean, he had like 10% body fat, he was ripped, he ate very healthy, he worked out 5 times a week, incredibly energetic and positive. And I was a pretty active person, and I'd say in pretty good shape. You know, I was running 6 to 10 kilometers a few times a week. I went to the gym on a regular basis, but I wanted to take it up tenfold and really get lean and fit, or so I thought. When my friend suggested I work out with him and talked about the changes that I would need to make with my eating habits and lifestyle, you know what I did? I started backpedaling. I started coming up with all sorts of reasons why I couldn't commit. Like, ugh, work is crazy. But what do you mean? I like my carbs. And what do you mean I can't drink on the weekends? Blah, 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 blah. And so you know what my friend said? He said, it's okay. It's just not that important to you. But when it does become important, reach out. I remember being taken aback. I thought, how dare he? What a friend. Of course I want to be fit, but I have lots going on. And the excuses started again. That night, I replayed our conversation over and over again. And then it finally hit me. It was like someone smacked me in the face. He was absolutely right. It wasn't important to me. Because if it was, if I really wanted to be super fit, I would have made it a priority. I would have done what it took to be in better shape. And he was absolutely being a great friend because he was being compassionately honest. And you know what else I realized? I realized that I was associating more pain than pleasure in getting fit. It was this aha moment for me. The thing is, we all prioritize the stuff that matters to us. We all do. Think about your life. You know, you're humming along and your child gets sick. So what do? You cancel plans to go out or you rearrange work to take care of them because your child's health is more important to you. And in deciding what to prioritize, our brains make trade-off decisions. We think about the pain we're going to feel, whether that's the pain of effort or a financial cost or energy or getting out of our comfort zone. And we compare it to the pleasure that we're going to gain. Maybe that's love or admiration, peace of mind, money, or security. But here's the thing. The pain versus pleasure is not usually balanced. Fear is often more dominant. We often feel the intensity of that perceived pain more than we feel the expected pleasure, especially if the pleasure or benefit is not immediate, but instead will take time to see results. How many of you have to drag yourself to the gym? I know I do. I have to talk myself into it every single time because it's not fun to get up at 6 a.m. and warm up the car in the winter and run on the treadmill for a half an hour. But I always, always am ready to go when I'm there. I'm always feeling better after I work out. I'm in a better mood and more energetic all day. And I have to keep reminding myself how I'll feel after to motivate myself to get my ass out of bed. So going back to this woman who was agonizing over whether to prioritize her financial wellness, I could feel her anguish. I am willing to bet that it had nothing to do with the vacation or the time she had to invest or even the money. It was fear. Fear that she'd have to confront her financial situation and actually do something about it, which would mean that she'd have to make some hard decisions, decisions she probably felt she wasn't ready to make. And it's also shame. I've long discovered that shame is one of the biggest obstacles to financial wellness. Shame we aren't where we want to be. Shame over past financial mistakes. Shame can make us bury our heads in the sand. But the thing is, fear or shame doesn't make the problem go away. The problem stays. Maybe it morphs into something else, but it still lingers. And until you shift your frame of mind, nothing will change. So if you're not where you want to be with your finances, if you are knee deep in debt, if you have a shopping addiction, if you are putting off saving for retirement, if you believe someone can magically make you financially literate without you doing the work, then I really want you to think about why. Because there's something deeper going on. You may be feeling fear or shame or perhaps guilt. And until you see that the pain of these emotions and inaction is short-lived, but that the pleasure of having security, being able to go on vacations or buying that dream house without stressing, having the financial freedom to walk away from that job that sucks is worth the short-term discomfort, there's nothing that I or a financial advisor or even a money coach can do for you. You know that saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink? I'll leave you with this. No one ever, ever has come to me and said, "Oh, Sage, I really regret how to manage my money and taking care of my financial health." But I've met thousands of people who regret not learning and not taking action sooner. So if fear grips you, feel it and take action anyway. If shame is weighing you down, show yourself some kindness. You didn't know better before, but now you do. I didn't intentionally try to hurt this woman who emailed me because I can guess how she's feeling. But I knew. I'm not serving her by sugarcoating the reality she faces if she doesn't do anything. I'd rather her be disappointed with me now and have what I said be a wake-up call so she acts and becomes financially secure someday than her like me and continue on the path that she's going. That's the trade-off I make every day to make sure I live out my mission to empower millions of people with their financial health. You see, my job isn't to make you feel comfortable if that means you staying financially vulnerable. My job is to help you and everyone I work with build financial wealth and security. And sometimes that means speaking the truth. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out my previous weekly insights. And don't forget to listen to my in-depth interviews with some of the brightest minds in finance. If you're looking for saving strategies, investment strategies, mortgage tips, or if you want to learn how to better prepare for retirement and even stick to your financial habits, I've covered it and so, so much more. Hit that subscribe button. And if you know anyone who would benefit from this podcast, please share it. Be well, be wise, and be wealthy. Thanks for tuning in.